Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott and Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
Was a sinner, you saved me from all of my sins.
Fighting of Luke. The 24th chapter, verses 13 through 17. And I'm a firm believer that folk ought to always bring their sword. For the flesh and the spirit is at war all the time. So it behooves us to keep our sword where it can be useful to us. Now, I'm a firm believer that we ought to stand in reverence to the word of the Lord. Whether you have a Bible or not, stand if you please. Now, I'm reading out of New King James Version, so you may be a few words may be a little different, but I don't want you to get discouraged, for it all is the word of God.
My Lord.
The 13th verse beginning, now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was while they communed and conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden so that they did not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of conversation is this that ye have with one another as ye walk and are saved? Thank you. The flower fadeth, the grass withers. The word of our God shall stand forever. Down in the dumps with the blues. I would that you repeat that with me. Down in the dumps with the blues. Amen. And I that all of us have had our experiences of sadness, disturbance, disillusion, disappointment. Many of us have been frustrated by financial failure. Love that someone has promised to love us and have found someone else.
All right. Thank you.
Are you going to pray with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I've been here before, so it's not the first time you've seen me. The greatest storm that history had ever recorded had now subsided. The surging mobs that walked the streets of Jerusalem had now hushed their voices. The cries of crucify him and give us Barabbas had now been silent. The Lincoln band that marched the streets of Jerusalem are now back on the highway, going to their little hometown. The church leaders who had vowed to have their way with Jesus have now gone into seclusion. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and scribes, leaders of Jewish culture and Jewish literature and Jewish law, have now began to celebrate their victory as to saying that they had pushed and put this thing called Jesus on the back burner. Do we have a witness? These who had dared to challenge the system of Jewish culture. This Jesus who had healed many of those who were afflicted and whom the Jews thought that was inferior to that Jewish culture have now began to celebrate victoriously. And in fact, the disciples who had been with Jesus, who had watched him and heard him and listened to his preaching and his teaching, many of those who had witnessed all of the miracles that Jesus had performed are now hiding, gone into seclusion. Many of them had decided to go back home, go back to their old occupation. Many of them went on back fishing. Do we have a witness? Going back to what they were used to doing, because sadly they had been disappointed and down in the dumps with the blues. And if you want to have a bluesy mood experience, let your rent due and you're unable to pay your rent. Do we have a witness? That young man who had thought that this young lady would always belong to him, and during his amazement, off she goes to college, and suddenly she finds someone else who brings out the best in her. And he discovered that she is no longer his anymore. And he goes into one of these long dies and says that life is not worth living. Now you can say what you want, that's a blues to feel. Maybe some of you and you never had the blues before. You have a witness. And I've learned you don't have to be a sinner to have the blues. Any sad feeling is a blues to move. Do we have a witness? Some folk are able to hide their feelings. Some folk can smile with a frown on their hearts. And sometimes burdens can get so heavy that you just can't help yourself.
All right now. Come on now, Doc.
You just
Come
have
on.
To let somebody else know.
That's all right. That's all right.
That things are not as good
all right.
as you thought they should have been.
Yes.
Do I have a witness?
Yes, sir.
But there is something about Jesus. There is something that's transforming about Jesus. There is something about Jesus that when we come in contact with Jesus. And I can't help but say what the songwriter said. Things I used to do, I don't do no more. Since Jesus changed this heart of mine. Do you have a witness?
Yes, sir.
You see, I used to think that when I had the blues, that I had to sing something that would relate to my bluesy mood or my bluesy feeling.
All right.
But I've learned that even though I'm bluesy, I still can sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Save a wretch like me. I once were lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. Do I have a witness here? And the reason that these followers of Jesus have now been and become sad.
Lord Jesus.
They thought this man who had worked at the little Nazarene shop, carpenter shop there in Nazareth, that he would last forever. For they had hopes that he would not only come and lift the Roman yoke off of their shoulders, but he would come as a warrior, and that he would free them from their would-be oppressors, and that he would flex his muscle and give them the freedom that they had so long looked forward to. This man called Jesus, who had fed 5,000 with only two little fish and five barley loaves. This man, Jesus, who has stopped a funeral session and gave a widow woman her only son. This Jesus, who had given a man who had been blind for 38 years his eyesight back. And now in a borrowed tomb. This Jesus. This I am that I am. Or in a borrowed tomb. And we had hopes that not only that he would lift the Roman yoke, but we thought that he would give us our freedom. That we would be able to praise his name. Wherever we go.
Yes, sir.
Do I have a witness?
Yes, sir.
My brothers and sisters, there comes a time in our lives, even in our families, when a mother and a father have striven to do all that they can for their children.
Yes, sir.
And to their amazement, discover that this young girl that they had hoped that would go into some classroom, go into some clinic and be not only a school teacher but a doctor, to their amazement discover that they have an unwedded mother in the midst of the family.
Yes,
oh, I wished I had somebody here to pray with me.
Come on.
It's a sad thing when you put all your trust in someone and they let you down. You're one of the Lord said, put your trust in no man. I wish I had some friends in here. My brothers and sisters, there is nothing any worse than a letdown. There is nothing any worse than being deceived by your best friend. There is nothing any worse than being lied on by somebody that you trust. Oh, I wish I had somebody here. But my brothers and sisters, I hear Jesus saying, don't worry.
All right, now.
For this same building that are being torn down today, just 3 days later. If you can just wait.
We hope this message blessed and uplifted you today. For more information or a copy of today's message, you may write the First Union Historic Baptist Church, 601